This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me, as he is most Wednesdays, is Daniel Hintz, who is Executive Director of Downtown Bentonville Incorporated. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
Very good. Thank you. And along with us is Nikki McNally, who is the Farmers Market Manager for Bentonville.
Yes, that's correct.
And you're opening up Saturday.
I am. April 27th. We'll be open from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Is there a certain excitement that comes with the opening?
Oh, yes. Very much excitement is going around. We have new T-shirts, three new designs. We will have new food trailer vendors. Crepes Paulette is leaving the market. They will be in their permanent location, okay, two blocks north of the square on A Street. They will be open during Saturday market, but it's two blocks north of the square on A Street. Our two new food trailers are Yiyos Mexican Grill. The Rios family runs the trailer, and they've been vendors with us at the farmers market for several years now. They will be sourcing ingredients from the market, and they will be creating salsa from vegetables out of their garden.
Wait, so they'll be getting, they'll be shopping themselves at the market, then creating the salsa there.
Correct. For,
so you'll have Saturday salsa right there. Wow.
As well as a lot of their other product as well. They're going to do as much locally sourcing as possible.
And then we also have Kind Kitchen. They focus on vegan and gluten-free items. They'll have baked goods. And then they also have a couple of new secret menu items they're rolling out. And you'll have to be at the opening day of the market to find out what they are.
Secret menu items.
Yes.
That's right.
Do yes.
Another password.
There's a tree giveaway happening at 9 o'clock at Ernie Lawrence Plaza. Farmer and the Markets will be playing. They're always an exciting, fun band to watch. As always, we are a producer-only market, so everything is made or grown by the person selling it to you. And our chef demos will be starting the following weekend, the first Saturday in May, and the chef demos are by Chef Rob Nelson at Tuscan Trotter. They're also a sponsor of the Farmers Market, and we'll be having chef demos the first and third Saturday. And I also want to say thanks to Arvest because they're a huge supporter and sponsor of the market as well.
And Daniel, if I know you, you have other things going around the market besides just the market.
Well, absolutely. Understanding that the farmers market really is the foundation of so much of what we're doing up there on the culinary side of things. We have so many restaurant partners that are excited that the market's starting up again because they're able to jump back into the locally sourcing that they do and try to do through the winter season as well. But you know, when you start tying our first Fridays in, our first Friday festivals are now able to be 2 days. Now that we have the market, the big art and culinary festival in June, we incorporate the market into so much of what we do. So really great food starts at the farmers market, no matter where you are in Northwest Arkansas. Wonderful markets all over the place. So we're really, really excited to get this cornerstone event up and running in downtown.
You mentioned it's a cornerstone, but there are other things surrounding it?
Oh, absolutely. Well, obviously, there's the art museum that we have in downtown Bentonville, Krista Bridges. And there's a whole buildup that they're doing leading up to May 1st Friday, which is in the next couple weeks, and partnering with the launch of the Walton Arts Center's Regional Arts Festival, Artisphere.
Right.
You can go check out two different artists at Krista Bridges in the next couple weeks. On April 28th is Celeste Roberge, who is has a sculpture installed on the Krista Bridges Trail. And you can talk with her on April 28th. And the second artist is artist Leo Villarreal, whose illuminated buckyball is getting ready to debut on Krista Bridges grounds. And he'll be giving a talk on Wednesday evening on May 1st. And he's getting a lot of attention because of his Bay Lights project in San Francisco.
Lit up the Bay Bridge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get to actually meet this guy locally in the downtown area over at Krista Bridges. And you can actually find out some more information on all those events at KristaBridges.org or just give their office a call, 479-418-5700.
He'll be in town for a few days, too, for that installation.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe so. But as you talk about all of these events that are going on, once again, kind of going back to that food piece, we have a program in downtown Bentonville called Backstage Downtown, which is really sort of a pairing, if you will, of both food and music, kind of overall experience, really great for people that love to explore food. On Cinco de Mayo, we're partnering with Table Mesa, Bentonville, and supported by David and Janine Freedy. And they're helping us sort of produce this really cool event at Cinco de Mayo, with Cinco de Mayo at Table Mesa, where the tickets are $25 for downtown Bentonville members, $35 for non-members. And we have music by the Latin duo Danubio That's going to be coming down. And through the whole night, you get a wide variety of tastings. They're going to be bringing out passed around beverages, hors d'oeuvres, everything ranging from hummus and their world-famous cheap dates, if you've been to the one here in Fayetteville or the one up in Bentonville. But we're also doing mini lobster tacos, mini duck confit tacos, fish kebabs, portobello fries. And then in the evening, about 7 o'clock, they're going to bring out the tres leche, chocolate tres leche, mini carrot cakes. So it is a culinary exploration along with filling your ears with great, great music. And that will be on Sunday, May 5th. And you can give our office a call at 254-0254 if you guys want to buy tickets.
Okay. So on May 5th, on regular
Cinco de Mayo. That's correct.
Right. And the first market is Saturday.
That's correct.
Nikki, what's the favorite thing for you to get at the market? Is that a fair question?
I guess it could be a fair question. I love the cheese, local cheese. We have goat cheese and then cow cheese as well, and I cannot get enough of cheese curds from Loma Dairy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cheese curds, and they squeak. That's how you can tell a fresh cheese curd when it squeaks.
See, I don't know if you're pulling my leg here.
No. Being a Wisconsinite, that is one of the cardinal rules of cheese curds, is that if they're fresh, when you bite into them, they squeak.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
There you go.
See, you learn something every day. Daniel, Nikki, thank you both very much.
Thanks,
Kyle.
Thank
you.
The president mourns victims in West Texas. In Washington, both sides look for lessons after the gun bill goes down in Congress. Montana Democrat Max Baucus announces his retirement, and the Boston bombing reverberates through the immigration debate. I'm Jennifer Ludden. It's Political Junkie Day. Next, Talk of the Nation from NPR News.
Talk of the Nation coming up next here on KUAF 91.3 FM.
Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle.